If you don't mind, please kindly sing this song with me. Thou art worthy to receive the glory, honor, and power, for thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. O Lord, to receive glory and all our power. What thou art created, what is and for thy pleasure they are. Oh, and what created. Two more times. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and all power, for thou art created. One more time, down. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and all power. Yes, Lord Jesus, thou art created all things, O living God, Master. Lord, you are the one who made us, Lord. You are the one who created us, Lord. And you form us in our mother's womb for a purpose, Lord. Lord, you made us, O living God, Master, to be your pleasures here on earth, O living God. We are grateful, Master, that we could be called your sons. We could be called your daughters. We are very, very grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace that called us, Lord. Thank you for your grace that elected us and ordained us, O loving Savior, to this glorious message, O loving Savior. We are very, very grateful, Father. Lord, we know that we are worthy, loving Savior. You are the one that has counted us worthy, Heavenly Father. We say, blessed be thy name, O living God. Master, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Master. Having fine faithful in your sight, O living God, to believe your word for our day, loving Savior. We are trusting on you to help us to be faithful. We are trusting on you to help us to be obedient. We are trusting on you to help us, O living God, to toe the line of truth, O living God. Lord Jesus, may you guide us, O living God. Help us, Heavenly Father. Lord, as we look unto thee once again for your blessing this evening, Lord, may your blessing never elude any one of us, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us in this service, Heavenly Father. Give us understanding, Master. Give us revelation, O living God. Speak to our hearts, O loving Savior. Let something be said to help us to live better to your glory. And Lord, Master, to do your will, O loving Savior. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous and our Father. Lord, we are grateful for those of us that are here. Those that will be on the hookup, may you bless them also, Master. Those that will be on their way, those that are on their way, bring them down safely, Heavenly Father. Your servants in other places, we pray for them that you help them also and be with them, O Lord, and be their help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting all those requests, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. We ask and pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service once again this evening for this midweek prayer meeting. Let's take our Bible as we open to the book of Genesis chapter 24 as we also continue on the sermon we have been on for some time now. Genesis 24, we read verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We still continue our sermon, The Time of Decision. We've got some way. I believe God has helped us in some of the things that he has helped us to say in this sermon, as his servant, William Miriam Braham, taught us by this sermon. Praise ye the Lord. So we continue. We talk about so many characters, but we've gotten to the main characters in this sermon, which I said is they are Father Abraham, Eliezer, Rebekah. So we started with Abraham. Praise ye the Lord. So I wish to just go back a little and talk about Abraham still. The time of decision, Brother Bram preached in 5906:11. 5906:11. Okay. Are you there? Paragraph 25. All right. Let's start from 29. You see, God don't make all our decisions. And there are many times that God doesn't tell his prophets just what to do, because they have to make the decision. If there is no decision that we have to make, just wait every move on God, then there is no overcoming on our part. And sometimes they make the wrong decision. God's anointed prophet makes the wrong decision and many times are deceived. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You see, the reason that God don't tell us what decision to make every time we have to make a decision is this. You see, God has invested so much in us. All of God's children, there is none of God's children that God did not invest in. God has invested so much in us until when there is a cause for us to make decision, he is not obligated to tell us what to say or what to do. Praise ye the Lord. You think that might stand strange? God is not obligated to tell us what decision to make at every junction. Just as what Brother Abraham said here. The reason is that he has given us his word. His word. Praise ye the Lord. He has given us his word enough for us to know what decision to make at any junction in time. There is hardly anything that God has not given unto us as regards his word on what to do. Praise ye the Lord. And God is not obligated to tell us, do this, and be interrogating us to do everything we have to do. He is not obligated. Praise ye the Lord. You see, if God had told Job that you are going to be tempted by Satan because there was a discussion between me and Satan about you, and this is what I said about you, and this is what I expected you to do, did God do that to Job? No. God did not tell Job what he had to go through, because God has testified to Satan that you cannot do it. Praise the Lord. God knows what decision will make as his children. God knows what side will take as his children, because he has confidence in his what? Believing children. Praise ye the Lord. It's wonderful. Sometimes you think, it happens to me sometimes. You think, why is God silent about this matter? You pray, you see, God did not move. God did not do anything. God is looking at you, what you will do. Because he has given you his word. He is expecting you to do what? To practicalize the word that he has given to you. Praise ye the Lord. A good teacher in the school will not tell his children that, will not be sitting or be standing by his children during the exam and be telling them what answer to put. No, that will not be a good teacher. A good teacher will sit back and what his student answer the question that he believes he has taught them very well for them to be able to be confident on their own to answer. And that is what God expects us to do. At the time of testing, at the time of trial, God expects us to apply his word. Praise ye the Lord. So he is not obligated to be telling us what to do. Do you believe that? That is the word of the Lord. So God is not obligated to tell, was not obligated to tell Job that this is going to happen, because God knew that Job will not fail him. And God knew all his children will not do what? Will not fail him. But then let's also say this. Permit me to say this. Rather. You see, the testing that will come to you is different from the testing that will come to me. Because God knew the level of each one of us. Praise ye the Lord. A teacher in a school might not know the level at which all his students are. He said the same question for all of them. Presuming that what? All of them knows, are supposed to know the answer to his question. He's only presuming. But that is not in the case of God. Praise ye the Lord. God knows what level all of us are. And he knows what level of trials and temptation and things to bring before us. Because he will not test us beyond what? Our ability. Is that the scripture? Praise ye the Lord. God knew what you can stand. God knew what I can stand. God knew what test he can give to me. God knew what test he can give to you. And God knew what the test that will overcome you. The Bible says God will not allow to come your way. Is that the scripture? Oh, sure. Praise ye the Lord. That is why God is not obligated to tell us. If God even tell us, like he told our prophet William Miriam Abraham, he told him that there is a test for you. That was in the case of the man and the woman romancing in the church. But did God tell him what will happen? He didn't tell him. That is just a privilege information. Sure, it is what? A privilege information that God has given. Just as the teacher will tell you that so time you are going to have examination. The teacher only tells you the date of your examination. He didn't tell you. A good teacher will not show you the question. That's a good teacher. Unlike they do today. A good teacher will not sit beside you to be telling you the answers to the questions. That's a good teacher. But the bad one will sit beside the people. Or will stand and be telling them. Especially when they are doing external exams. May God have mercy on us. So God was not obligated. And he's not obligated to any one of us to tell us. But he knew that we will pass. Praise ye the Lord. Our God is wonderful. A teacher will not know whether I will pass or I will fail. A teacher will not know whether what he has taught me, I knew the answers to the question he's bringing. He's just presuming. But God doesn't presume. God knows. Praise ye the Lord. You see, our God is wonderful. Blessed be his holy name. So that is why God doesn't need to tell us what decision we have to make. Because he has given us his word. A young man, a young woman coming to marriage has been taught what to do by God. Until Abraham said, if you know that this is not supposed to be your husband, or this is not supposed to be your wife, and you go ahead He said, that is what? It is your fault. That's not God's fault. And God told us he will not do what? He will not force anybody to do his way. But he knows what his own children will do. Praise the Lord. Let's continue a while. All right. Now, I wish to appoint our attention to a scripture. That is Psalm 119 from verse 90. I think that is 97 to 105. Psalm 119. In the light of what we are saying. Yeah. From verse 97. Oh, how love high thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou art taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, and therefore I hate every false way. Now listen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord is what? It's a lamp unto our feet to guide us from stepping away from or stepping on anything that will harm us, or stepping away from the path of righteousness. Praise ye the Lord. And a light unto my path. That is the way the word of God is to us. He makes us wiser. He gives us understanding. And he gives us overcoming power. He taught us to know more than the enemies that surround us. Praise ye the Lord. So if the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, how can we step out of righteousness? How can we step on things that will hurt us? If we do, it is our fault. May God help us. Praise ye the Lord. You are looking at me, oh. As if I'm saying something strange. But that is the truth of the Almighty God. May God help us. If the word of God cannot make us wise, excuse me, what will make us wise? If the word of God cannot enlighten us beyond our teachers, our worldly teachers, what we do? If the word of God cannot give us victory over enemies, then what we do? So that is what the word of God is important. Like I always say, the word of God is our defense. Praise ye the Lord. Because but Abraham said, God, if there is anything better that for God to give his children, he will have given them. But from the foundation of the world, he fortified us behind what? His word. That is the weapon God has given unto us. That word will protect us. It will defend us. And we can even use that word to offend the enemy. Praise ye the Lord. It's wonderful to know all this. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Our God is wonderful. So let's continue. So God is not obligated to tell us everything. No, he's not. He has even told us everything by giving us his word. His word. So if any one of us err, it's our fault. If anybody erred in any way, in any aspect of life, if I err anyway, it's my fault. It's not God's fault. May God help us. But Abraham said, paragraph 31, how did Elisha, the mighty man of God, when the Shunammite woman came rushing him weeping, Elisha knew that she was troubled, and he said, God has kept it from me. God was watching for what his servant will do. So the time had been allotted to every man to make his decision, whether he is a preacher or a prophet or a church member or what's more. He is God to make a decision. And this time came, and Abraham was determined. By the way, may I say something about Elisha with the Shunammite woman? When the Shunammite woman came to him, and he knew something has surely happened, and he said, is he well with your husband? Is he well with your child? Is he well with everybody? He said what? All is well. Because he knew what? He has gotten to God's what? God's mouthpiece for, I would say, the mouthpiece for that day. He knew all is well. And then he said, he got to know that the boy is dead. And he said, Gehazi, go and take the staff and put on the child. He said, no, I will not leave you. I will not leave you until you follow me to the place. Brabant said his faith was not in the staff. Praise the Lord. His faith was in the servant of the Lord. And when the servant of the Lord, who God has not told what to do, got to the place, what was he doing? Brabant said he was moving up and down, maybe wringing his hands, moving up and down as he prays, moving up and down, until the Spirit of God came upon him. It was when the Spirit of God came upon him that he laid on the child, mouth to mouth, head to head, nose to nose, and things. And the boy sneezed 7 times and came back to life. Praise ye the Lord. God did not tell him what to do, but as a servant of the Lord, he knew he had to wait on the Lord. Because there is no word that says whether that child will rise or not, but he had to wait on the Lord. As he was praying, he was believing God will come on the scene. He was praying until the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Praise ye the Lord. Despite the fact that God will not tell us what decision to make, but the Bible taught us, as I read the other time, that we should commit our ways unto the Lord. And we should do what? Commit our works unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right, let's continue. Our time is almost up. We will stop when it is 6:30. So, Elijah knew she was troubled, and he said, God has kept it from me. So, the time has been allotted to every man to make his decision. Whatever he, whether he is a preacher or a prophet or a church member or what's more, he is God to make a decision. And this time came, and Abraham was determined that he did not want his son to marry an unbeliever. Praise the Lord. Let me read this, the next sentence. That will be good decision for Christians today, who are sons and daughters of Abraham, to make the same decision about their children. Praise the Lord. That is what he taught us. Under no circumstance should a believer do what? Marry an unbeliever. No matter whatever the case may be, a believer must never, never thought of thinking of marrying an unbeliever. It's not just today. It's not just today that God is saying it. God has, from of old, God has kept his children from mixing up with what? With unbelievers. May God help us. All right. Now it didn't make any difference how pretty those unbelieving guests were or how nice a woman they were. But Abraham did not want his son connected with that kind of stuff. And so he had to make a time of deciding on who he should marry. And then the time comes that he had to make a decision on who he would send to select this bride for Isaac. And when the time came, he looked over all his servants and he learned in here, and we learn in here a beautiful lesson of Abraham, a type of God the Father hunting for a servant to go find a bride for his son. That is what the Father is doing today. He is looking over this group to see someone that he can put trust in, that we take the message that he sent to the bride. Has God found a faithful servant? How many knows that God has found a faithful servant today? Some did not know. God has found a faithful servant today to seek for the bride for his son Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ. And who is that servant that God has found today? William, Miriam, Abraham. Praise you, the Lord. That is the message that God has sent to us today to seek the bride for Isaac, who is the type of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Abraham taught us that when Eliezer, before I get to that one, there is no more time. But let me just mention it. As God will have it, we'll continue with that next time. Brother Abraham said, Eliezer had three qualities. Let me say, he had three qualities of things he had to go with. Eliezer was a trusted servant of Abraham. Praise you, the Lord. That's number one. That was why he was selected to go and seek a bride for Isaac. Abraham had many servants, but the one he trusted most was the one he sent to seek a bride for Isaac. That's number one. Number two, when Eliezer was to go, Brother Abraham said, Eliezer sought for what? Assurance. That is not just going on his own. Until he said, what of if this bride refused to come with me? Abraham said, the angel of the Lord will do what? We go before you. But that was an assurance to who? To Eliezer. That he's not going alone. That the angel of the Lord, of the God of his master, Abraham, is going with him. And Brother Abraham said, God always sends his messenger with the angels. Praise the Lord. Did God send angel through this evening time messenger? Oh, sure, he did. Praise you, the Lord. And the third thing, because of our time, is that when Eliezer was going, Abraham loaded the camels with what? With good gifts for the bride. With what? Good gifts for the bride. Praise you, the Lord. And every servant of God will not hide those good gifts from the bride, because they know that this bride will be the queen of heaven. Hallelujah. So they will tell the bride all the good gifts that Jesus Christ has for them. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. So Eliezer went with those good qualities. He was trusted, and he went with the assurance of the angel of the Lord going before him. And then he went with good gifts to give to the bride. Then he has the assurance that God will make this journey prosperous. And like I said the other time, it's not only God's messenger that is sending the angels to. Every preacher has the angel of the Lord backing up what they preach. That's what Abraham said. And also every child of God has the angel of the Lord encamping around them wherever they go. That is why all the promises that are written, the good gifts, which are the promises of God for the bride, are the true servant of God will not hide them from the bride of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. I can woo me later on. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, our God is wonderful. When we got to this junction of this side of the message, they were wonderful to me. Trusting God to help us. Like I said the other Sunday. So, permit me, forgive me for this 3 minutes. Let me permit me to say this too. When Eliezer got to the place he was going, the same angel was the one who went to tell Rebecca, it is time to go to the to go and fetch water. Praise you, the Lord. And Abraham said one thing. Abraham said, it is because, Abraham said, why did the angels go to Rebecca? It is because she is a blood relation to who? Isaac. Hallelujah. That is why all of God's children, all of the bride of Christ will be blood relation to Isaac. Praise you, the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Are you a blood relation to Isaac? The Lord Jesus Christ. Then you have nothing to fear. If you are a blood relation to Isaac, all is what? All is well. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. The angel, that same angel of the Lord is here with us this evening. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on, and upon whom I will harden it. And God has not given us a hardened heart. God has given us a soft heart to believe his word. Praise ye the Lord. And if he has given us the soft heart to believe his word, then this message is for us. May God help us. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Of course, I believe all of us need God's help. Am I right? Oh, sure. So let's lift our hands to the Lord as His servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir. Pastor.
My dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you again this evening for sparing our lives to see it. We know every passing moment people are crossing from this to the other side, both your children and none of your children. So each time we find ourselves here, it is a sure sign that the time you allotted for us to be your witnesses here on earth has not lapsed. While we are here, we need you in every decision we want to take. That is why you say we should commit all our ways unto you, for you care for us. And your word says they that are led by your spirit, they are your children. We pray, O God, the journey continues, O God. The decisions that we have to take on a daily basis, may you, O God, influence our decisions. May you guide us in taking our decisions. Lord, in your word, you have told us what to do and what not to do. Lord Jesus, you and your word are the same. We pray, Master, that you just help us, Lord. We are grateful. We are so thankful. Lord Jesus, answer up everywhere. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. We therefore put our confidence in you, O God, that you that have started a good job in us, you will perform it until the time you will do for the last time and call upon us to come up hither and meet with you in the air. And so shall we ever be with you. Thank you for your servant that you are graciously used as usual. May you replenish him for the virtue that I left him. When the time finally comes that we have to pray, Lord Jesus, you say we should pray without ceasing. Help us, O God, to pray as expected of saints. Thank you, Father. Your word that we have heard, may it dwell in our hearts richly, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Let's sing this song before I hand over to our pastor. We'll sing, let's try. It's a long stanza, but I want us to shorten it. 702. I need thee every hour.
we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for our gathering tonight. We are very grateful to you for the storehouse where you instructed your servant to store the message for us, that a bride will have need of it. Thank you for the portion that we have been fed with tonight. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that the word that has come, Lord, in rebuke, in correction, in instruction, in doctrine, may they find their resting place in our hearts. May we not be forgetful hearers, it's our prayers. After we have been privileged to hear your word, the grace to live by the same may be our portion. Knowing that it's not the hearers of your word, the Lord, that has justified, but the doers of your word. Thank you, righteous Father. Bless your servant that you are graciously used, replenishing for the virtue that has left him. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for the opportunity given to us to pray over the request, the newly written by your children and the existing ones. Father, we are all in expectation for their manifestation, because you have taught us that whatsoever thing we desire when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received. Lord, we believe you have answered this request. May their manifestation come at thy own time, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Lord Jesus, Lord, as we be dismissing, we are not dismissing for your presence, we are always dismissing from the tabernacle. May your presence accompany each and every one of us to our homes, Lord. Protect us from all dangers, from all evil, from all plans of the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by tomorrow, Lord, your people will be traveling to Ekiti. Lord, you have said we should rejoice with those that rejoice, and also we should weep with those that weep. Lord, be in the natural. We cannot but weep because you have taken one of us out of our midst. We are not weeping because he is lost, neither are we weeping because we don't know where he is. The teaching that your word has given to us, we know where he is. We know he's better off than ourselves. But we are weeping because he has left the wife behind, he has left children behind, he has left the church behind, he has left friends behind. We can no longer fellowship with him now. But we know that one of these days, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be changed. And there is great to be a gathering together, both the resurrected and the changed one. We shall meet with you in the air, and so shall we ever be with you. Lord Jesus, we are praying, O God, as many as are traveling, whether from Lagos or from any part of this country or outside the country, Lord, may you, O God, make such journeys successful, Lord. Protect your people from kidnappers, from terrorists, from all evils that the enemy has introduced into this country. Heavenly Father, whenever your people have a journey to make, may you just mobilize your agents, O God, to clear the way for them, for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father. We pray for the church your servant left behind. There are other servants of yours there. We pray, O God, that you inspire them and anoint them and grant them unction, Lord, to continue to be a blessing, O Father, to your children there. Lord, the wife, you have promised to be the husband of the widow. May you be that to her. And the father to the fatherless, may you be that to the children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. When we dismiss, by whichever means we are going back home, take us home safely, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you, because you first of all loved us. May your name be praised, Lord, for granting these petitions, because we have asked them all with our faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you, church. Hey, gentlemen, you are fast gone. Come on, wake him up. Hello? Hello? You must have traveled as far as to Edo State. Yeah. Pele. You went to school today, eh? Hello? You went to school today? You went to school today. You must have done a lot of fatigue in school. Well, so when you sit down and this thing is blowing on you, so there's a possibility. At your age, you don't have anything to resist. Well, all is well. God bless you, church. We are grateful to God for bringing us together tonight and the blessings that we have received. Let us be in prayer for one another, as some of us will be traveling to Ekiti tomorrow. No, hopefully, some of us will be back on Friday after the burial. I think some people like you. I know Brother Sam, he will be coming on Friday because he has a lot of settlement to make with the church, you know, and the family. You know, let's pray for him as he had some cases that the Lord will pass through him to be of help to the assembly. It is not easy. You know, we used to see that song. When death takes a loved one, it leaves our home lowly and dry. You see, it is not easy. It is not easy. Death has been with man since man fell. But then, as long as it has been with man, man has never been used to it. Nobody likes it. Of course, the Bible called it an enemy. Said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Well, we are assured because there are promises of God concerning that. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. You see, it's just because God is God and he knows what he's doing. That is why. Otherwise, if human being can have what we call common sense, they will know that among all the religions in the land, in the world today, that there's actually nothing you can compare to Christianity, if people are to be honest. But unfortunately, I don't know. You Yorubas used to say, "Enitoba funyo, enitoba ma funyo lasho." The leaders of other religions, they died and they remained in the grave. Before our leader was born, oh man, it was stated that it was going to be a supernatural birth. And it was so. The life that he lived when he was here proved that he was not an ordinary man. So people say, well, we agree he was a prophet. He was more than a prophet. That was the God of all prophets. Every prophet has a measure of the Holy Ghost in him. But himself, all that God was in him. That was God-man. That is why the title goes on him. He was the Alpha and the Omega. No prophet can claim that title. And not only that, he taught his disciples that they are going to crucify him and they will bury him. That within 3 days, he's going to resurrect. There is no other religious leader that have taught like that. Even somebody wanted to imitate Christianity and they are putting white horse in his grave. The general resurrection. Hello? The general resurrection, they will continue to change white horse. Because Jesus has told us the number of resurrection that will be. We are so grateful. We are so thankful to God. Our brother that has left, you take Brother Brian for an example. When he lost the wife, you see, the prophet was so emotional until he wanted to commit suicide. He couldn't just bear it. But You know, when he was talking about the little child, Jairus rose. He said, Lord, don't take this child. Let me raise this child to serve you. A black sheet came from heaven, meaning that your prayers, I will not answer. My will is to take away this child. The prophet said, okay, since that is your will, it's all right. But after the baby was taken, and took the baby, buried her by the side of the mother. One day, I wouldn't know whether to call it a vision or a special visitation of the Lord. Hope came to the house. Came to the house. He was talking to the prophet. Say, promise me that you will not worry about us again. He said, but I cannot promise you. I'm missing you. He said, but you preach this thing, but you have never experienced it. You don't know what it is. He said, we are better off than you. In the course of all their discussions of what have you, well, he finally promised. You know, one time he wanted to commit suicide about this same thing. He climbed high tension to grab the wire. The angel of the Lord pulled him down. I think the prophet knew what he was saying when he said, until God finishes with you, nothing can take you. May God help us. Well, like our brother that has gone, not only that we know by the word and the message where he is in the sixth dimension, the Lord has taken the prophet to that place. People that are leaving this message, where Jesus had made it clear that it is only they that the Father has given to him that can come. Besides that, I don't know what they see that can make them to live. I don't know. Because the vindications in this message, they are beyond what a man can reason. The prophet said, among all the visions that he has ever seen, he said he has never seen a vision where he has to leave his body. His body was with the wife on the bed, while he was in the sixth dimension with another body. Are you following me? That is why when any of us is taken, the Bible says, let the word of God comfort us. These are the things that be our comfort. You know, that kind of a thing. While he was there, he was looking at his body by the side of his wife. And a large group of people will say, our precious brother, if you have not gone, we will not be here. Then he said, the Lord told him, these are your people. He said, no, are these all Brahms? He said, they are not Brahms. They are your converts. If people have believed this message and have gone on, and they have ordered the altar, the sixth dimension, brothers, sisters, let us be sincere and be honest. Whatever difficulty you have concerning this message, ask questions, give requests. The message is the truth. It will produce the bride of Jesus Christ. May God help us. Then the discussion went on. He said, they are not your people, they are your converts. He said, when you were on earth, you were made a leader. And these are your converts. He said, I want to see Jesus. He said, no, you can't see him now. He's in the seventh dimension. You can't see him now. This is the seventh dimension. This is the sixth dimension under the altar. So you find that everything concerning our lives, the way we were born, how by the foreknowledge of God, he slipped a seed into us that will grow, which the prophet told us is the message of our day. So for our coming here on earth, to our going back, is pre-planned by God. There is nothing to be afraid of. No fear. The prophet said people fear death. He said you don't fear death because if you have what it takes to cross Jordan. May God help us. Then he said, they told him, will I go back? He said, they said, yes, you will go back. But one day, you will come. If the message you preach, if it is the truth and the people have received it, then you will come with them. Then he said, I preach what Paul preached. And the people screamed, we are all resting on that. He said, if poor people enter, he said, my people will enter because I preach what he preached. Remember, that was the first messenger to the Gentiles. So people have taken it that it's only the Gentiles that are members of the bride. That is an error. What you are saying is that Paul is not even a member of the bride. But the Bible told us that one of the mysteries is that the bride comprises both the Jews and the Gentiles. The early people like Peter, the apostles, you think, where will you put them? As we are saying, they are not members of the bride. May God give us revelation. Very simple message. Then, before you know what is happening, he started going back. He started seeing the people far away. And he came back to his body. May God help us. And he told us what that body is. Amen? Amen? We have dismissed. So we have to go back home. May the Lord take us home safely. And you, that those who will be traveling tomorrow, may the Lord take them safely, and may the Lord put words in their mouth to be an encouragement and comfort to both the church members and the immediate families of our departed brother. God bless you. And like I was saying, some of us will be returning on Friday after the interment, so we will not return. Those who will not return, especially Brother Samuel, will be hardly setting things in the place. Let's pray for him. Your prayers matters. Brother Abraham always said, he said, each time I'm holding meetings, he said there are some people who will put their faces on the ground. So we not eat and drink until I finish meetings. So a man that of that caliber of Brother Abraham, if he solicits for prayers of the people, what of those that have lesser ministries? We need more prayers from you, more than ever before. Let's be praying for one another. God bless you. And I wish every one of us good night as we go back to our homes. Shall we bow our heads? Let us share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shake one another and say, God bless you. My brother, God bless you. God bless you, my brother. Shalom. God bless you, my brother. Shalom, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. I say, God bless you. What Satan brought to the world is hatred. What God brought is love. So when you are showing any sign of love, Satan doesn't like it. Whether he like it, he doesn't like it. We are born of love. and we will love one another. Let the devil go to hell earlier than the time we will cast him to the lake of fire. We will love each other anyhow. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Shall we rise on our feet? We will see this chorus as we will add over to our precious brother. What's his name again? Brother Osas. He looks as if he put on more weight. Kilo Jenny Bini, what did you eat in that place? God bless you. Amen and amen. Oh Lord our God, they are the works of men. You are the only one. Lord is like
of man, and you are the only one, and there is none. Hallelujah, all other, hallelujah, they are the works of men, and you are the only one, there is none like you. We are saying faithful are you, Lord. Hallelujah, faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are saying faithful are you, Lord. Oh, faithful are you, Lord. God, faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are saying faithful. Hallelujah, faithful. Saying faithful are you.